Check your watch jackets, fans. It's Shelly Time with Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Well, it's that time. Time for a little Shelly Time. Let's talk to our guy on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Let's have some fun out of the gate. So, what is the bathroom situation in D.C.? What is the meal that was had last night? And then we'll get to uniform grades for the Capitals. But do we have a two-bathroom situation, and do you have a nice steak or something last night?
Yeah, we have two bathrooms, and yep. I went for Italian in Georgetown. It was wonderful. Yeah, a little chicken marsala. Good company, nice atmosphere, very early evening here, and it was great.
So you're at your hotel is in the Georgetown vicinity?
Yes, we're just on the outskirts of Georgetown. Yeah, it's wonderful, wonderful place.
Yeah, that's a great location. All right, let's do a sweater grade for the Caps.
I gave them a B. I like it. I don't mind their jersey. I like the old school Capitals. Red, white with the stars. The one that came in, the second one with the eagle, it was okay. It was good. It had a lot of a meaning, but I love the look of the old school Rod Langway Capitals jersey.
Yeah, you like that. Those stars down the sleeves. That's a beaut. That's a real. They had that one sorted out. All right. So that was the fun, Joe. Now we got to do the stuff that sucks. we called it moving day, buddy. I mean, we called it moving week, and it's moving, but the wrong direction. And to add to it, it's four straight losses, but it's just salt in an open gaping wound with losing to Brett and Bob. I know it's a team game, but I mean, the symbolism of losing to the Rangers and the Panthers is not lost. How disappointing has this stretch been?
You know what? The Rangers game, the way they played, it was encouraging. They had 29 scoring chances. It looked like they were playing a great brand of hockey, kind of that hockey we're used to. So they weren't finishing. But when a team finds the way and what they are, you get encouraged and excited because you can win any night. But then they went to Florida, and they played a different style. They didn't play Blue Jackets hockey. They kind of waited and watched and wondered what was going to happen. I think that was the most disappointing one, the one in Florida. In the past couple of games with playing against those two guys. So, yeah, you get encouraged. The Penguins game a couple weeks ago, the Ranger game, there's some good stuff. But, you know, you're 29 games in. Now, Bo, you got to start. And this is, listen, every game is huge, but the Washington Capitals, then the Pittsburgh Penguins on Thursday. This is big. This is, okay, let's see what we can do here. And I think this Blue Jackets team, I think they're going to sort a few things out tonight.
Shelly Time. We've got Jody Shelley with us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Jody, I'm with you. You know, the Blue Jackets have been recently pretty good against the Caps, and you go back, and they've only been outshot one time in the last six games. So it's not like they're not getting anything on net. They're doing that. You know, it just seems to be, Jody, that they can't get over the hump. We know that they come in, they've lost four straight, but a little bit of good recent history against the Caps. I mean, what does a win tonight just do for the psyche and the morale if they're able to go into this building against the best team in the league and get a few points tonight?
Yeah, no, this would be big. This team in Washington is rolling. And you look at the Islanders, put all those wins together, they got a point, and they still couldn't close the gap or catch the Capitals. They closed the gap a bit, but that's how good the Capitals have been. This is the first time all year they get Backstrom back. This is the first time they've had their complete lineup. So a lot of positives for the Capitals. John Carlson is doing things as a defenseman we haven't seen in a long time. He's top five in the league in scoring. He's picking up points everywhere. They're just coming off the West Coast trip. And, yeah, the Blue Jackets don't fear this. And this game, to me, comes at a perfect time because you didn't play great against the Florida Panthers. And now you've got to bring your best. And what your best means is I think they understand they can't just wait for one guy to go out and score a couple goals. They can't just hope that the power play works. Tonight here in Washington, they got to go out and get it done. They've got to go attack and go back to that Tampa Bay series, the way they played as a team. We've got to see that here tonight. And if they can pull this off, let's see some momentum then against Pittsburgh and then Ottawa on Saturday. So, yeah, I think this matchup, if you're going to try to find yourself here tonight in Washington.
Jody, how the heck is Ovechkin doing this still, man? I mean, I can't believe he's only 34. He's got 20 goals, man. He's 34. He's got a shot. I mean, he's going to make a run at – I mean, like, he's going to start chasing down the names he's starting to pass on all-time goal scoring. It's the who's who, man. He's a – it's a stunning thing. He's got 678 goals. It's crazy.
He has been doing this since he came to the National Hockey League. Everyone on the ice knows he's going to shoot the puck. They know he's got a bomb. They know he's a threat. All of his teammates know where he is and how he plays. It's a perfect storm for Ovechkin. They are feeding him, and he is making things happen. So, yeah, you know what? It's impressive because remember when Barry Trotz got here a few years ago?
Sure.
He had to change his game a little bit. We all thought, okay, you know, that means he's going to give up more. No, he's still scoring goals, but playing a little better defensively.
It's really incredible, and this challenge, as you mentioned, is a monumental one tonight, but potentially with the win, it'll be something that would get it rolling a little bit because it's been a bad stretch. Always appreciate you, my friend. Bring us home a win, and we'll talk to you later on this week.
All right, let's do it. Thanks, guys.